primo momento, di prestigio, eccetera, che è una cosa che ho chiesto a Gage per farlo, it's my way of introduction to the story of Kubrick. You preempted me, I think it's in the back of your order service. Let's just talk about a few of the highlights of Dale Kubrick and worth repeating here. There's been a church on this site since about the year 600. That's a long, long time. Obviously, the church that you see now is not the original. The original would have been a far more modest structure. Now, the story of Kubrick himself, which you know, is a lovely story. Well, I guess it depends if you're Welsh or English. Well, the story runs that Kubrick went into retirement, and then the wretched English again swept across the border, just up the road, across the River Line. And old Kubrick was called out of retirement to lead a force to rebel. And this allegedly happened at a place very near Tintin called Pontus Mesa. And Kubrick was indeed called out of retirement, led the Welsh forces, which were victorious, and drove the English back across to the what we know as the English side of the Rhine. But at considerable cost, Kubrick suffered a massive head wound, according to folklore. And his dying wish was, wherever he actually died, a church be built in commemoration. When he came into the village, you probably didn't notice it because it doesn't look much to it, you would have passed Kubrick's well on your right, just a few hundred yards from the corner. And again, according to legend, that's where Kubrick had his head wound bathed shortly after he died. He died here, and the church was built in his memory. Much better folklore, you might say, but there's more to it than that. And I would invite you, after the service, or at any time you want, in fact, just up there is a grey stone plaque. And carved into it is something very interesting. In Victorian times, so a fast forward in hundreds of years now, the builders were in doing some work on the church. And directly below that stone there, they unearthed a stone coffin. In it was a skeleton. And the skull of that skeleton had a massive wound in it. So what had been fancifully dismissed as a bit of folklore almost certainly has a lot of truth going on. That then is the story of Kubrick and his church, which basically. And again, there you are, all very well.